Bevacizumab, of course, is also being looked at in the preoperative setting. We reported a trial at San Antonio in women with triple negative disease looking at four cycles of cisplatin. So this is a trial that was led by Judy Garber. There's been a lot of talk about the platinum agents in triple negative disease, although relatively little data. We did this study in about 27 women with triple negative breast cancer and saw, with four cycles of cisplatin, six pathologic complete responses. I don't know that that's a number that is so different than what one would see with four cycles of AC or with
taxane. This is cisplatin and Bev, period?
No, this was cisplatin, period.
Oh, period.
Single agent cis, 75 milligrams per meter squared. I am not recommending this outside of a trial. I want to be very clear about that.
Wow.
And then women went on and had surgery and received their standard therapy. But the fact that we saw six pathologic complete responses with single agent cisplatin, wow, given times four, made us feel somewhat encouraged about the role of platinum salts in this setting. And so we are now in the early stages of a second preoperative trial looking at, in this case, cisplatin plus bevacizumab.
I remember when I spoke to you right after the bevacizumab data was presented at 2005 ASCO meeting, and I think you even mentioned this in your discussion, was the question of, is bevacizumab going to be particularly useful in triple negatives? Do you still sort of have that hope?
I do have that hope, and at a minimum, I have the knowledge that at least it was as good in those triple negative patients, if perhaps not a tiny bit better, than in the ER-positive patients. And of course, there weren't any appreciable number of women with HER2-positive disease in that ECOG trial. So I think that, you know, what we can say is that bevacizumab is the first of the so-called biologic or targeted agents that seems to have a role for patients with triple negative disease. Exactly what that role will be, we'll have to see.